Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's 8:02 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. It's Bo, Ali Mac, Dylan, Mike Johnson is out today, so we appreciate Mark Zeno joining us today. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Now, we are getting into the wake-up call. Looks like we have full phone lines. We are wishing all the dads a happy early Father's Day. Mel Brooks also announced that he's making Spaceballs 2 at 98 years old. Comes out in 2027, so he will be 100 when it hits theaters. Are some movies untouchable? Should you just leave the sequels to not exist, basically? That's what we're asking you, 404-726-0929. Bo, you're in favor of the Spaceballs 2 movie, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, why not? It's not going to do anything that takes away from the OG. It'll just either suck or it won't, right? I mean, It doesn't take anything away from what that movie was. I agree with Zeno to an extent about the originality, but to me it doesn't play in the sequel thing. It's more or less when they do another version of a movie that they made in the 60s. It's like, why do we need a remake? You know, like, there's very few remakes that I can vibe with. True Grit was one that I could vibe with. I love the OG True Grit because it had John Wayne in it, and I love the last one because they had Matt Damon, they had Josh Brolin, they had the Big Lebowski, Jeff Bridges in it, and apparently Josh Allen's wife was in it too, but she was a little girl at that point, So totally different. So I'm okay with that, but yeah, I mean, I'm not as hard up on it as Zeno is.
Again, we don't do anything original anymore. It's really bothersome.
We really don't. No, I don't disagree about with that mindset, but to me, like I know you haven't watched it, which to me is ridiculous, but whether you think it could happen realistically or not, Top Gun did a very good job of taking an original story and furthering the story with new characters. You know, they introduced Penny Benjamin, who was just in the first one, the Admiral's daughter, right? That was just a line in the movie. And then she became they created that character. So they did a good job of bringing in new characters and developing them, and I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah, I will say I have yet to meet one person that has seen the Top Gun sequel and said it was awful or they disliked it. Like, everybody just had a great time when they saw that movie.
Okay, again, can't be 50 years old, still in the military, still flying planes. You just can't.
How old are you?
Doesn't work that way.
How old are you?
It doesn't work that way.
How old are you?
I'm not 50.
How old are you?
I'm not 50.
How old are you?
I'm not 50.
You're close.
I am, but I'm not 50.
You're still in the military.
Yeah, I'm also not commanding or sitting in a tank or leading an infantry squad.
Well, you could be. Well, you're just not.
Yeah, because I'm in charge of all those people.
So, yeah, but that's because, I don't want to do this. Should I do it?
I don't know. We got full phone lines, Bo.
Should I do it? You know, one of the great mysteries of life is how you follow rules so well in the military, yet in the civilian world, here you are.
You want to know the differences? In the military, I get to give orders. In the civilian world, I have to take them.
You haven't always given orders.
Yeah, yeah. You had to get there.
Yeah. That's my point, is how you climb the ladder. I have a lot of respect for you, Mark. I think you know that. Your military career is where a lot of it comes from, I think.
Probably where all of it comes from, but that's neither here nor there.
No, you deep down inside, there is a decent person and a good-hearted person.
Yeah, there you go. Just make sure it's buried deep down inside. Don't ever let it come to the surface.
Speaking of good people, let's go to the phone lines and talk to some people. Let's start with Walter in Atlanta. Walter on the morning shift, what do you got for us, my friend?
Bo, I'm just like you on, you know, remakes, as far as like if we're going to remake something, further the story or kind of extend what you had originally talked about. I know, what was it? Mission Impossible wasn't a remake, but they extended the story or kept it going. My whole thing is bring back Blue Chips. Blue Chips was extremely underrated. I think one of the best sports movies by far, but they need to bring back. They need to do a remake or at least further the story on Blue Chips. I mean, you got the age of the NIL. You got, you know, all back then they were trying to pay players under the table to get them to come to their school. So imagine how you can infiltrate the NIL into that storyline as well. So that's my take on that.
I see. Thank you, Walter. Appreciate the call. That's actually a good call, guys. Blue Chips was a phenomenal movie, and people forget, you know, Shaq is in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Hardaway was in that movie.
Yep.
And I love that movie. I believe that was Nick Nolte.
Yep.
And I think it would be cool if Nick Nolte comes back and he's advising a young coach on how, you know, to recruit players or how he could, you know, to work with an agent on the NIL since he helped do it under the table with the boosters.
Yeah, imagine that now. Imagine him coming back in when the whole crux of that movie was under the table recruiting, which now is not only on the table, it's spread across the table naked, and everybody's just laying on top of it.
Is naked?
Naked.
Naked.
That's one of those movies I remember watching, and I remember thinking it was really good, but I don't remember anything about it.
They gave Rick Pitino one of the best lines in that whole movie. They're showing the contrast of the coaches, and you see Nolte going off on the official, and then you just see Pitino sitting there with a rather just clapping, going, "That's why you're a good official." Like, he just nails that line right there.
Nick Nolte played kind of a
Bob Knight,
fiery type personality, but he wanted to do things right way. That was a great movie. All right, let's go to Taylor and Buckhead next. Taylor, what do you think about Spaceballs 2? Any great memories of your dad? Whatever you want, man. What you got for us?
Hey, morning, guys. With you on the remakes and the reimaginings being kind of hit or miss. Sometimes they nail it. Sometimes they don't.
Mm-hmm.
I got one that's near and dear to me, though, that came up last night when I was watching TV with the wife. Come to a commercial, and it's Vince Vaughn narrating a commercial for Johnsonville Brats. And then almost immediately after that, followed by a promo for Owen Wilson's new show on Apple TV, which has something to do with golf. Anyways, so we start thinking, you know, it's been 20 years since Wedding Crashers came out. All those guys have aged extremely well. How about us, you know, like that's one I could get behind. You know, I don't want to see a sort of generic run-of-the-mill storyline that's like, oh, well, they got kids now and they're the next generation of Wedding Crashers or something like that. But after we were done watching what we were watching, though, we surfing around and actually came upon the movie, watched the last 30 minutes of it, and it is still absolutely hilarious. You know, Will Ferrell, Rachel McAdams, all of them, Christopher Walken. Great movie, one that holds near and dear to me and one that I would get behind for a sequel. So just wanted to throw that out there as a possible subject matter. But, yeah, that's all I got. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate it.
I love the movie. I love everything he said about the movie. I staunchly disagree with trying to make a sequel for this.
I don't know how they would do it. It would be the thing for me.
Look, you know, there's a reason why it's called a one-night stand. You don't go back for a second, okay? Leave Wedding Crashers where it is, man. Like, I get your point. It was so good. It hit every note. You love the movie. Don't try to recreate that magic again. Just don't. And to your point, what seeing them both married with kids now, Wedding Crashers 2 doesn't work. Right? Like, and nobody wants to watch 60-year-old dudes crashing weddings trying to hook up with young women. It's kind of creepy.
It would be just like Will Ferrell's character, where you're kind of like, ooh, this is a little bit sorry. Okay, the visual marks that I just gave me, this is, we're going to have to move on from this.
Yeah. We don't need you impersonating Chaz. I mean, I love it.
Hey, in the middle.
I love when he's at the altar. He's like,
we want it now.
Which, by the way, he's crazy, but he's totally raking it in.
Ding.
He's killing it.
Caught you that time, Bo. Ding.
Well, that's actually a line from the movie. I don't know if you can ding me, but yeah, you're good. All right, let's go to John Michael in Gainesville. That's a weird name. I've heard that name before, but yeah, a little bit differently. Let's go to John Michael in Gainesville. How you doing, John? What you got for us?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Yeah, happy Father's Day. I am all for Spaceballs too, but only if it's allowed to be as offensive as the first one was.
I could say, well, so, I'm not sure they will be able to do that. The climate's changed a little bit since 40 years ago.
I grew up with Mel Brooks movies, and one of my favorite memories is watching with my family. But one of my favorite sports memories with my dad, my great grandfather was visiting from Florida, and he used to take my dad to Milwaukee Braves games in the 50s. And we decided to go to the Atlanta Braves game. I was 7. We were at Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. We left a little early. My great-grandpa was about 80 years old. And we ran into Tommy Lasorda in the tunnel, who they had just come into town for a series. And so my great-grandfather, my dad, and I got to stand around and talk to Tommy Lasorda for about 10 or 15 minutes after a game. So that was cool.
Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's a great story. Appreciate the call, John. Happy Father's Day to you as well, my friend. Man, that's cool. Mark, I know you. There's stories with, you know, going to games as a kid with your dad. Somebody's always got one, right? I mean, we've all got one or two that kind of ring with us, right?
No, absolutely.
You don't got to tell one, but I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, absolutely. I will always tell the story of getting to take my dad into, at the time it was the SunTrust seats, and we sat right behind home plate. That is just a core memory that will live with me forever because I watched my dad turn into a 5-year-old right in front of my eyes, like waving and saying hi to all the players walking in front of us. It was amazing.
Your dad's a big baseball fan, right, Allie?
Yeah, so like the first time I brought Grant over, he was just like, this guy is so cool. They get along very well.
Oh, that cracks me up. All right, let's get one more call in. Let's go to Tinker in Kennesaw. Tinker, have you recovered from falling through the ceiling?
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, yeah, we're back at it.
All right, what you got for us? What do you think about Spaceballs 2 or a memory with your dad?
Well, I got both. As far as the movies, I just love it when people are real sensitive. It don't take much to set them off, and they get their little feelings hurt. I would love to see something done with Blazing Saddles.
Oof.
And just keep nailing people left and right. And I wouldn't mind seeing some more Police Academy. I always loved that. They can't spit them out enough. And then as far as my dad, I've always appreciated that he got me and my sister, I guess you can just say, ready for life. And when we hit the age for our driver's license, once we got our license, he wouldn't give it to us until we were able to change a tire by ourselves.
I love that. Yeah. That's a really good way to do a litmus test on whether someone's responsible enough to have a car or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you should also be required to drive a manual transmission these days too. But that's going by. They're not even making those anymore.
Well, you can keep the conversation going on Twitter. Tell us about your favorite memory with your dad. Whether sequels should happen or not. We didn't even mention that Mission Impossible has another sequel out right now. I've heard good things about it.
I watched the first one when it came out, 30 years ago, and I haven't watched one
I've only seen one.
Okay.
It was the third one with Philip Seymour Hoffman because he was my favorite actor.
Well, I've heard it's pretty good.
There's another John Wick that's either about to be out or is already out, too. John Wick Ballerina. Well, it's not necessarily a John Wick. It's from the world of John Wick Ballerina.
It's like a
spinoff of some sort.
Kind of like The Mandalorian or something.
Yeah.
But it's just John Wick's technically... Well, I can't say that. I won't be a spoiler. Well, I mean, the movie's been out like 3 years now.
I refuse to watch it. I know what it's about. Not watching it. Can't do it.
Why?
Can't do it. Pup. A puppy. Can't do it.
But that, I mean, that's the crappy part. But the beauty is he gets revenge. Like, good revenge.
I don't even want to. No. But you can continue the conversation on Twitter if you have opinions about this at 929 Morning Shift. And coming up, Grant McCauley, our 92.9 Braves insider / who I share residence with, will join us to preview the Braves-Rockies series. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
The Odyssey app.
Almost lost it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.